The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about ways of agreeing and disagreeing. This podcast is aimed at B1 or intermediate learners. Yesterday, I recorded a podcast about language you can use to express your opinion and questions you can use to ask someone about their opinion. I hope that this podcast follows on nicely, despite being aimed at a higher level. Agreeing with people is easy. You can say, "I agree with you." Notice you agree with someone if you think their ideas and opinions are correct. You can also agree to do something, but that means you've said yes to someone who's asked you to do something, and it's not the same as agreeing with someone else's ideas. I agree with you, or even more simply, yes, I agree. You could also say, yes, I think you're right. You could make this one stronger using an adverb like completely or exactly. Yes, I think you're completely right. Or, yes, I think you're exactly right. You can even use the adverb exactly to agree with someone. So if someone says, I think Indonesian food is amazing, you could say, exactly. I'm not sure it makes complete sense grammatically, but it's something people say. Lastly, instead of exactly, you could say absolutely. So if someone says, Iron Maiden are a great band, you could say, absolutely. So you can agree by saying, I agree with you, yes, you're right, or absolutely. If you want to disagree with someone, there are many ways you can do it. I'm going to look at language you can use to disagree politely, and then language you can use to disagree more forcefully. If you want to disagree with someone politely, the best way is to start to partially agree with someone. You can say, yes, that's true. But don't you think? So I'm going to stick with music in these examples, as I think it's quite a safe topic. Imagine if someone said, Metallica are the best metal band in the world. You could say, yes, that's true. But don't you think Iron Maiden are actually better? Another phrase you could use is, yes, you could be right. But don't forget Iron Maiden have released 6 more studio albums. Or, yes, possibly, but I'm not sure any band is better live than Iron Maiden. To disagree politely, you start to agree with, yes, that's true, but, or, yes, that could be right, but, or, yes, possibly, but, and then say why you disagree. If you want to be a bit more direct, you could say, I'm not sure you're right, or, I'm not sure that's completely true. So, if someone says, Metallica's singer is better than Iron Maiden's singer, you could say, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure you're right. Bruce Dickinson has a much greater vocal range. Now, if someone was to say, Metallica's lead guitarist is better than Iron Maiden's, it would be appropriate to disagree strongly. You could say, I completely disagree with you. Or, if you want to be even more forceful, you could say, that's nonsense. Or even, rubbish. Iron Maiden have 3 guitarists that are better than Metallica's. To disagree strongly then, you can say, I completely disagree with you. That's nonsense. Or even, rubbish. There's one more bonus phrase that you may come across, which is a way to disagree, but also makes it clear that you're not interested in getting into an argument. The phrase is, we'll have to agree to disagree. I think that this phrase is actually the strongest way you can disagree with someone, because it doesn't just mean you're wrong. It means, I think you're wrong, and I also think you're not worthy of an argument. It's also really infuriating. It drives me crazy when people who are just wrong use it. For example, if someone says, the capital city of France is Rome, you could say, no, it's not. It's Paris. Look, here, at this map. Look in this guidebook. Look at this Wikipedia page. And they might say, ah, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. No, I do not agree with you. I will not agree to disagree. There you have some phrases you can use to agree, to disagree politely, and to disagree more strongly. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.